Blog Talk Radio.
Je suis un journaliste américain. Wouf. Wouf. Oh, I love this country so much. About ones who would play very nice and senior, you were way very nice and there's on if you're asking the lips or I was asking someone so well or so. Let me just size my mask and fit it for a second, just like I always do. Stand by. All clear. What are they saying? Are they saying all clear? Were they saying all clear down there just now? No, it's all clear. Now you got the rail clock. Rail clock. Got that, Atlanta? Standing down now. I'm gonna go get my hamburger and my coffee.
Just gotta be all clear.
All clear. Every time I order something, this happens. All clear. Thank you. I'm starting to get real bothered by all this. Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. No, wait a minute. Whoa, hold it, homeboy. I'm the talent here, you dig?
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms saying, I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
coast to coast. This is the Friday Possum Thief.
Possum in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's Super Host.
Give me that soup. Meek, mild-mannered director trainee Henry Bookerstein becomes Super Host. And with powers far beyond those of ordinary men, Super Host brings you Soups On.
Welcome to Friday Night Possum. If you haven't figured that out by now, somebody's been pulling the wool over your eyes. That was the theme from McCloud. You had to just imagine him riding that horse through the city streets and shit. Very cool. Didn't have a permit. Legend. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday night's Possum Hour, the greatest show ever. Tune in, or you will be a loser. And then during the week, it's clubbering time with your pal and mine, Ben J. Grimm, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed thing, coming to you live from the Baxter Building basement. And then Friday night, Possum. Read it as written. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's... Fuck you, Gumby.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
It's Professor RJ! Jeez, where's my applause, Gumby?
Okay, come on.
Welcome. Welcome. Right. Hey, guess what was flying above my house today?
What's that? A bluebird.
Guy says there's a hot air balloon. I go, no way, look, it's a blimp. It was the MetLife blimp.
Oh, that's good.
So I said to my buddy, I said, so dude, have you ever thought of guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance? And he said, you know, I was sitting around the other day talking to somebody about guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance. It made me feel like a piece of shit. Honest to God, that fucking blimp was above my house today, though. I kid you not.
Well, it's the time of season. It shows up every now and again now with Snoopy on the side, huh?
No, there was no Snoopy involved. I guess
no Snoopy.
The Schultz estate didn't get a payday for that bit of business.
Maybe. Hey, it was years ago I tried to get Soups on into this show, and now this clown gets it. Because I was spelling it correctly.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were trying to bring that in, Soups On.
Yeah, Soups On. So what is that?
Go.
Is that a Pittsburgh thing? Soups,
no,
Soup
that's
Road?
A Cleveland thing. That's a Cleveland.
Oh,
thing.
Cleveland. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't learn about Super Host till I moved out here to Ohio, and I got the Cleveland station in, and he would host the Three Stooges on Saturday. Man, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah, I was wondering
that's a pedigree.
Because that's just that knew about him.
Yeah, well, he was on the cable in this part of the country, too.
Uh-huh.
He was probably on her cable. way back. Because when cable first came out, WOR in New Jersey and WGN in Cleveland were both super stations. Or WGN in Chicago and then W whatever the fuck it was in Cleveland. Those were the three super stations.
Huh.
Or whatever when they first started. So anyway, Superhost is awesome. He was fun.
He looked funny.
Give me that shoe.
We need more shows like that, you know? Silly nonsense.
Oh, God bless you. You are correct, sir. I miss the days of live television hosts and, well, television hosts altogether.
You got Soupy Sales, you had Uncle Floyd. I mean, that was funny stuff.
And now we have Ryan Seacrest.
Not quite the same.
Nah, it ain't the same. It ain't the same. Oh, I know what we start the show off usually with. Blowing something up.
Yes.
Most excellent. We should blow something. Then we should keep with tradition and blow something up. Where's our blow-up music? There we go. So what's on the agenda tonight? Oh, I wanted to remind you all, later on in the show we will have the 3 minutes you'll never get back. And it is a big bag of wrong.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Seriously, man. Call your friends. Call the police. I don't know. Call somebody. Call Hazel Burke. Because this thing is, it's just trouble. I can't wait.
I'll post it on the Derek and Kay Show page because I'm not allowed to post on the Grenache Shore to go
be good Lord.
Podcast.
You might not want to be posting this on the Derek and Kay Show page, brother. I'm just saying. You'll find out. It's not good. It's a big bowl of wrong. And we're bringing it to you. Sponsored by.
Looking forward to that.
The Tut Tut Tuttle Cottage Cheese, people. Okay, so we're blowing up. What are we fucking blowing up? Eddie Money.
Oh, huh? There you go.
God, wasn't he annoying for about 10 years there?
Douchebag.
Now, this isn't Two Tits and a Pair of Thighs.
Uh-huh.
This is another one. The more annoying one. Take Me Home Tonight.
Oh,
man, we're taking you home, Eddie Money. Take him home, Stooges.
Name your reward and you shall have it.
We don't want no reward, lady.
What are you saying?
You heard him. We don't want no more money.
No, it'll put us in a higher tax bracket.
I'll bracket your head.
Oh, yeah.
What would you charge to haunt a house?
How many rooms?
Quiet.
Look here, you men.
Refreshment. Thanks.
I want two cheeseburgers. I want pickles and ketchup on them.
I don't blow it up, but you bullshit.
I want a Biggie's fries.
And give me some shit to drink.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck your
ass! I ain't talking to nobody else today. I'm the car taking shit!
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Thank you.
Dexter.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
You are correct, sir. Man. Don't you miss Phil Hartman every once in a while?
Yes.
What kind of fucking chicanery could he have been up to today?
Uh-huh.
Had he not married a murdering cokehead?
Yeah. Multi-talented man.
He was great. Did a lot of album covers in his day. Graphic artist.
Yeah.
Renaissance man. Hmm. So my buddy comes over today. And I told you I got the new oven. Black oven. Matches the black fridge. Comes over with a black range hood. Fucking brand new. Got it at the thrift store for $10. He's got He's got a white range, and I've got a white range top. So he came over. We swapped range tops. Now I've got a matching range top, man.
Life is cool. You got a black refrigerator?
A black fridge and a black stove with a black range hood. And a black microwave.
You need a black toilet.
Well, it's in the bathroom. It's a whole different... I think I'm stuck with my toilet because I think it was... I don't know. I think I'm stuck with that toilet.
Well, you're not stuck in it. That's cool.
Yeah, it's better than being stuck in it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a nice upgrade, man.
That was nice, shit. Yeah.
Hard to write in.
It worked out.
It looks like so fucking nice. I'm like, dude, that looks stupid nice. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So I mixed him a nice bloody gin and tonic, and oh, boy.
You're still in the gin and tonic kick?
Here's the thing, man. It's the diet booze of all times. Absolutely no carbs. Zero carbs in gin, zero carbs in the tonic. And the calorie count is like 70 calories or so for the whole deal.
That's good.
The whole big one. Shit,
you can have about 16. You can have about 16 a night.
No. you know, it's just not something I guzzle like a beer, you know.
Yeah,
you sip a drink, you know. So, anyway, very refreshing.
Good.
What's our business at hand today? Should be a weird show. Yeah, like I said, the 3 minutes. That's toxic, man.
It's anniversary. They died. I see you got them up there in the slideshow.
Who? The great one?
Jackie Gleason, the great one.
Yeah. Yeah, he passed away. I didn't realize that. He passed away on this date in, 30 years ago?
Something like that.
It was early 80s. 80, might even be 85.
Early
80s. Yeah. A while back. It's funny, everybody. I had a job then, real job, and everybody gave me condolences that morning. Hey, man, really sorry to hear about Jackie Gleason. It's like, yeah, that's cool. You know, I guess, you know, I exude my love of Honeymooners somehow. I wear it proudly. Badge of honor.
People know you're a fan.
Lulu. Only Honeymooners fans get that. I got to get that sound bite on here, man. All right, I've been having an old home week.
Please hold it on, Captain Video!
Captain Video! It's Video Rangers!
I love
so Wednesday night, Gigantor came over.
Yeah?
We rolled a few lines of Skittle Bowl. It was fun. Thursday night, my youngest son comes over. We rolled a line of Skittle Bowl.
Okay.
Had some chow. And then today my buddy came over. It's like this house is Grand Central Station this week. Then probably my oldest friend in the world just called before the show, Mr. Science. So
nice.
And I talked to the Rook earlier today.
Oh man!
So it's
Rook's birthday.
Yeah, Rookie's birthday. Well, yeah, and the bum. the bum. We had a date set for Rookstock, and he had to bail out on it.
Oh, okay.
You bum. I think it's for the good, though. I think it's meant to be, you know?
Yeah.
One of those things. Put it off till maybe as long as October 1st. But that'll just be, that doesn't just mean it's even that more great, you know, the longer you wait.
Oh, yeah. Anticipation.
So we'll have fun eventually. But that was the, that
been
was
over
the thing.
My house? No, he's been over my house this week?
Who?
Nobody.
All right, we got. I got something for that.
Everything.
There you go. That's the lonely man.
And
so, anyways. Well, most weeks it's like that for me. I don't see anybody.
Yeah.
So, it's a fun week.
I never told anybody where I moved to.
Well, that might be a reason.
Yeah. Way to do it.
Well, I got that Skittle Bowl now, so that's like a magnet, you know. People just, they're drawn to the Skittle Bowl. And everybody wants to play Skittle Bowl.
Oh,
I wish,
yeah,
I could have you all over for a Skittle Bowl tournament, man. It'd be awesome.
There you go.
And we'll drink low carbonated beverages. Zero carbs, man. How can 64 calories in a shot of gin? Get the fuck out of here, man.
I didn't
realize it was carb free because it's a grain spirit. But I guess all we checked it out, and like scotch, bourbon, all booze is carb-free. And I guess when somewhere in the distilling process, it boils the carbohydrates, the carbs,
right,
out of. Yeah, it also makes you talk funny.
Quite an endorsement.
Yeah. It's not. Okay, you want to dance, and then we'll do the roll call?
Yeah, sounds good. A little dance party.
Okay, this is kind of cool. This is a rockabilly cover of a Ramones tune.
Oh, okay.
I'll remember the Ramones, those,
yep,
wacky young punks.
Huh? Kelly, Kelly Festice loves the Ramones.
There you go. So we got Ramones here. It's the Cretan Hop.
Okay.
I instruct you to dance. Dance for me. Dance.
I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Stop.
It's all picked out.
Nice.
For
nice.
The shout outs.
Everything's going well. I like it. I like
it's
it.
A glitch free show tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
All right, and speaking of, there's the glitch-free Possum Lounge.
Yes, hot damn, good crowd.
All right, nice crowd, nice-looking bunch of possums out there.
Indeed, you are correct, sir.
Thank you, sir, thank you. First up, it's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, I tell you.
Oh,
I'm telling you. Everybody send out good vibes. Dr. Cake's mom.
Bubsy.
She ain't feeling goo.
There you go.
Send them prayers, man. Send them prayers. Send them north. God bless her. Hope she's feeling better, Cake. We love you, baby. Alrighty. And there he is. The Phantom from the Fringe. Ford Prefect himself.
Ford!
Fuck cancer is right, Cake. One of my best pals.
Fuck.
He's got that shit. It ain't no goo.
Hey, isn't it funny that
there's Ford.
The Canadians are up top? North of everyone else?
Yeah, I wonder if we're in a geographically correct possum lounge.
I think so. Seems to work that way.
Maybe. I don't know where Getting Four lives, though. Speaking of, it's Getting Four USA.
He's the latitude.
Yeah, but I don't know the longitude or latitude. Latitude. Is he north of G.T. Trenton? The strongest man on the internet? I don't know.
GTO.
GTO, the Beast.
Yes.
And there's a couple of guests. Guest 2732. Hope you're enjoying
Hello,
the show.
Chef.
Yeah. Help yourself to the peanuts. Guest 2816. You as well. But
all
you guys can't use the restroom unless you sign in. Sorry.
That's right.
It's one of the rules. All right. Now,
BTR.
There she is. First in love, first in peace. First in the glitch-free Possum Lounge. It's Maggie C, ladies and gentlemen.
Maggie C.
Yeah, I don't count. I'm at the top, super host, but I don't count because I'm in the middle. I am the middle. I am such a middle guy. You know, middle guy.
Uh-huh.
Middle guy. I'm in the center. Center
Decker
of everything.
The
center
middle.
Of the universe. Yeah.
As it should be.
The nexus of realities. Whitehall, Ohio. The new nexus of reality. All right. And then, wait a minute, let me get ready. I got my beverage.
Wolverine.
It's Porcupine Bob! Hi,
Bonnie.
Bob!
Bonnie!
Man, gin and tonic is a tasty beverage. Thank you, sir. Welcome to the show.
Huh.
And last but not least,
who that?
Professor
who that?
R. Jay Gumby.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Possum Lounge!
With your super host, Commodore
as the Beaver.
Look at that, man. That's me getting a boner hose because this show is just glitch free. How fucking cool is that?
Man.
I love glitch free.
I guess I am
now,
the eastmost.
Yeah, you're definitely eastmost.
Yeah.
GT's near me. He's a little more north of me, northwest. Maggie C's long way out there west. Bob is too.
Murph might have to be if he was there.
That's right. Murph would be farther east than you, I believe, sir.
Yeah. Yep.
Hard to get farther east than Philly, but yeah.
Yep.
New England, you can do it.
New England's it.
Well, Well, of course, we have a big following in Barbados, so they obviously would. That's probably one of the guests is our Barbados contingent.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Barbados. They love us. Can't get enough. Oh, later on we've got the polka too, which is
oh man, am
Rip
I glad
Snorton.
I tuned in tonight.
Yeah, yeah, it really. I am too. I'm glad I tuned in because if I'd have missed this, jeez, give me that shoe. Man, it seems like this show's like, God, we got a long way to go, man. I think we got time for Friday Frank, man, to be honest.
Yes, cool.
We can do Friday Frank tonight. Okay, this is a Friday Frank that we've never, you know, we've done Frank Zappa, Frank Sinatra, Frank Black, Frank Marino. Boy, what other Franks? We did Frankie
Frankie Trumbauer.
Lyman. Frankie Lyman, Frankie Trumbauer. Dinah Shore.
Yeah.
Whose real name is Francis.
Yeah.
But we've never done Frankie Snort.
Frankie Snort. Yeah, he was bigger than
it's
the
Frank.
Field.
It's sold more albums than Slim Whitman, my friend. It's Friday Frank Snort Quartet. Here we go.
Oh, I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts this morning. Yeah.
Hey, what's the use? Shut up and use my electric bill to hide.
For days and days, a thousand ways they tried to bounce him off. Till one cold day, he passed away, he died from the hootin' cough. Oh, Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Raggedy clothes and sound shoes. Hot eyed boy can sing the blues. Everything just seems to lose from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
And the bounce and the chill.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Frank Znort Trio.
All right, cool.
There we go.
Damn.
All right. Yeah, I've been leading a very uninteresting life lately, which is a good thing.
You and I both. It's a very good thing.
But it was nice to see people today, this week, and, this was weird, man. So I'm on my diet, right? Weigh in a week later. I didn't lose any weight, but I lost, like, 2 percentage points off my body fat index. So I figure that's got to be a good thing.
You checked all this out at Kroger's?
Yeah, man, there's this machine that does your fat index, your body mass, your weight and your blood pressure, heart rate.
All right.
And my blood pressure was way down today, so
who needs doctors? Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck the medical profession. No, I'm just going to go back. I want to go back in there and lose another 25, 30 pounds and go back in there and go, okay, now what, dude? Just to freak them out. They'll go, Jesus God Almighty, you lost 800 pounds. How the hell did you do that? It's only been 8 months. Well, when you tell Commodore Decker to do something,
that's right,
he does it. Motherfucker. Tell me to lose 30 pounds and then another 30 pounds. I'll just goddamn well do it. What's the matter, Ted? So, anyway, we may have a late season rook stock, which will be fine with me. Mix it up a little bit. Must be even that much thinner by the time I get there.
You say October or November 1st?
Might be October 1st. But,
October?
Yeah. I'm getting my. I figured it out, man. I get on these walks, right? And I'm like in the zone, you know, zenning out. I realized it, man. The fatter I am, the less mojo I got. I'm just not meant to be a fat person. There's nothing wrong with being fat. You're supposed to be fat. But I'm not supposed to be fat. I'm supposed to be tall, big, lanky, kind of bones. Can't wait, man. That's what I'm about the rest of my life, the thin guy, man. Is there anything wrong with that? It's easier to wash your ass.
I'm the thin guy who looks pregnant. I'm the pregnant thin guy.
Well, that's the thing. It's all mine's mostly gut weight at this point. All hanging down there. I didn't lose any weight this week. It was just body fat, which that's fine. As long as I lose something. All right, well. Oh, geez, you guys ready for this? Hang on. I mean, hang on. Yes. This is a biggie, man. When I heard this, I was just like, oh, my God. It's in THX, which is nice.
haven't watched.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you remember the infamous Dickie Goodman?
Yes.
I wish Minnie Nifty was here, man. He would love this. All right, Dickie Goodman, famous for the Mr. Jaws record.
Yes.
Okay, we all remember that. We've played that on this show in the past, okay?
George Shark Week.
He had many, many other ones. But this one, ladies and gentlemen, this is not hyperbole. This is the Big Mamu. This is it.
Oh, now I'm frightened.
You remember the biggest show of the 1970s? What was it? It was a miniseries. And it starred every African-American actor on the planet. Including O.J. Simpson, I believe.
Oh, no.
Nipsey Russell was probably in Roots, is what I'm talking about. So, this is Dickie Goodman's. Oh, bless my soul for playing this, folks. I'm just the messenger. 3 minutes! You'll never get back!
We take you back to Africa, where Kunta Kinte has just been captured by slave traders. Well, Kunta, what have you got to say?
Hand me down the walking cane, hand me down my hat.
The slave traders are shouting something at Kunta. We are here aboard the slave ship. Kunta, what was it like before you were captured?
3 nights ago, I was at a disco.
And how do you feel now? One last question. What is the best thing to do aboard a slave ship? We are here at a plantation where Kunta is now a slave. Kunta, what have you been doing here?
Working at the car wash.
It seems that Kunta isn't working fast enough. The plantation owner is shouting something at him. Wait! The plantation owner has started to beat Kunta. Kunta, what is it like to be beaten? The plantation owner is saying something to Kunta. Kunta, when you think about your life in Africa, what are your thoughts? Kunta Kinte is planning his escape. He's making a long-distance phone call to Abraham Lincoln. President Lincoln has an important message for Kunta. Kunta Kinte has finally been set free. Mr. Kinte, have you any last thing to say to the plantation owner?
Let's just kiss, say goodbye.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
And I'm on the highway to hell.
Indeed, we are on a highway to hell, my friend.
Oh, boy.
After that. That's kind of like...
some crosses, Dickie.
That's like the Blazing Saddles of novelty songs. If you did that today, your name would be David Allan Coe.
I wouldn't fly today.
Dickie Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
Good God.
I can feel it all over. That's where it just turns wrong. And everything after that, it's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize to the African American community. Nah, I apologize to the entire continent of Africa. Wow. Wow. Just wow. You know, I heard, I'm like, oh my God. He didn't. No, you didn't. Yeah, he did.
He even dragged Lincoln into it.
I was on the phone with Lincoln. Hey.
Oh, Christ.
All right, shall we start off with some interesting entertainment news?
Yes.
This is disgusting. And I hate that they always lump, whenever they always bring up Woody Allen when they're talking about this guy. No, this Woody Allen got fucked over in a divorce. That's all. That's all that was.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to see here.
Yep.
Michael Jackson was a fucking predatory perv, pedophile fuck.
Yep.
The report released says he had pornography, gruesome pornography, they're saying. Animal torture, S&M, gore.
Ooh, animal torture, no shit.
Kitty porn and everything, man.
Fucked up shit.
And he would show it to the kids to, get them in the mood.
Hey. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was a house of horrors, not a Neverland Ranch. I'm sorry. You ain't going to change my mind on that, dude. He's a fucker.
I found a picture in Google of Woody and Michael Jackson together at some point. And I can't post it because all these knuckleheads,
I wish Frank Sinatra's kid would lay off, too. What the fuck's his problem? You're the beacon of virtue over there. Well, you were born out of wedlock, more or less, you bastard.
There's no way he's Alan's kid.
He's fucking Frank's son. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
He looks Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh hell yeah, he's just blonde. That's all.
Yeah.
In certain pictures, you're like, geez, that's the chairman Jr. there.
Have you read that Moses? What Moses said on, I think, People magazine or something? It said that Mia Farrow poisoned the kid's mind. He said for years he
hated
Alan.
That's so believable.
Now when he became an adult, he realized that she was doing that. Because he's a psychiatrist now.
Yeah, anybody who's ever lived through a divorce knows that goes on to some degree. Probably every divorce to some degree, you know. Talking shit on the other person, trying to get a little more love from the kids than the other guy. But, she's a psycho bitch, man. No question about it.
In 1993, after the psychiatrist and the medical doctors examined Dylan, they recommended that Alan has custody of the kids because they knew that she was going to turn them all against him.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Crazy people.
Poor
okay,
schmuck.
Well, you know. Did you have something else on Woody Allen?
No, I just didn't want to take away from the sick Michael Jackson story that you presented.
Exactly. Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
A piece of shit.
Yep.
There were reasons why he's a piece of shit, but... Sorry, man.
Nope.
Can't diddle kids.
Nah.
Woody did diddle a preteen, but hey, he married her. So he married an honest woman.
And she was estimated to be 22.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, estimated.
She wasn't that great looking anyway. I don't know what the fuck. If she was hot, that'd be a whole different story.
Yeah,
all right, now, this is the Good Samaritan. That's what this story's all about.
Yeah.
So this guy, this family's trapped in a crash, right? They're trapped in a van. Oh, my God!
Yeah.
You know, their hearts are pounding. It's an extreme situation. It's all, you know, oh, my God, woo-hoo. And, the paramedics are on their way. Well, this guy pulls over. And he runs to their aid, you know.
Yeah.
open, you know, gets people out of the fucking car, saves the day. Excellent. So the paramedics show up, and they rub some salve on his feet or something, or on his hands. It burns. He's got a burn.
Yeah.
They send him a bill. Send him a bill for $150. $143 first.
He saves a family. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. He gets billed $143 first responder fee for the salve or whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, right.
This is why you never help people out. No, you don't.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, it doesn't discourage Good Samaritans. But man, what a nice, you know, what a nice payoff. You think, oh yeah, I'm a great Samaritan. I'm probably gonna get a badge or something. Now you're gonna get a bill, sir.
We got another Canadian up top there.
Hey, we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice, and it's a darn good thing because we were coming apart. Welcome. All right.
Michael Jackson's a pervert, and Scott Baio is a moron.
Scott Baio's a moron. Woody's mostly innocent, and the Good Samaritan got screwed.
There you
You're up to date. And Dickie Goodman, big bowl of wrong. Big bowl of wrong. All right. More than 30 people were burned in a motivational speaking thing by Tony Robbins, that fucking freak of nature, looks like Lurch.
Yeah.
He makes these he has this motivational speaking class. This is on all the news, so everybody probably knows this.
Uh-huh.
He had 30 people had to get medical attention because he has them walking over hot coals.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, it fucking burnt their feet all up pretty bad, man. It's not a good idea to walk. Even if Tony Robbins tells you to fucking walk across hot coals, I'd think twice. That's just my advice. Guy had second degree burns. He says, yeah, I was halfway across, and I realized this wasn't a good idea.
Any kind of motivation speaker, that's all a scam anyway. That's just a mass hypnosis.
I hate that stuff.
It gets everybody, it makes everybody feel good because of, you know, the way they do it and everything, but it doesn't improve anything.
I stand there with my arms crossed and go, yeah. Shut your pie hole, you freak of nature. Jesus Christ. He's got a head the size of Baltimore.
Nothing. You know, you go home to your same old miserable life.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of miserable lives, here they are. Led Zeppelin. They dodged a bullet, boy. They totally ripped off that song by we played the song here.
Which one?
Yeah, I know which one. They actually got bagged for ripping off a current song or more current song, a guitarist thing. For Stairway to Heaven. And I mean, it's the exact guitar shit. Come on. I'm trying to. You think you're fooling? You're fooling nobody.
Never liked them.
I take their.
Robert Plant screaming.
I never bought one of their albums new. Got a couple I got at garage sales.
Never liked them.
Never bought a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they were what they were.
Rip off.
So, you know, all the old blues men that they ripped off,
man,
they might as well just forget about it. Well, they're all dead anyway, probably by this point.
There you go. Public service announcement. All you Led Zeppelin fans out there, listen to the real blues. Real blues.
There you go.
That's the stuff.
All right. Oh, geez. Got a tragedy. This is from Trussville, Atlanta. Alabama. I'm sorry. Trussville, Alabama.
Trussville?
Trussville.
Okay.
A series of trusses there, Missy. Fred Garvin, male prostitute. No. An Alabama teen spent a very uncomfortable 45 minutes... trapped inside a fiberglass Barney head. You know the big purple dinosaur?
Uh-oh.
And the rescue people, they couldn't help but laugh because, you know, the little arms flailing, you know, out of the big Barney head. So,
how did this happen?
Well, they had it on for a school function of some sort, and then they realized after a certain point, hey, Barney Head ain't coming off, man. So then they started to panic a little bit, you know. And they drove her over to the fire station, and of course, you know, they're heroes. They hooked her up.
Where a dad put on a clown mask and became a clown?
I got nothing on that.
Huh? Oh, it's just butterfly.
Oh, the slumber party. Okay, there's the link, and you'll see the picture. You can see the picture of the kid in the Barney head with the arms going, and the guy's laughing over the fireman's cracking up. You got to love that. That's beauty.
The fireman laughing is the best part.
Yeah, it is the best part. All right, we'll end with this one. Oh, no, there's one more. This was interesting, and I was not surprised at this at all. This is from Alternative World News. And the headline is, why you should always log off of Facebook when you're going to watch some porn.
Oh, interesting.
And on the rare occasion I sample some porn, I always sign out of Facebook. I don't want them knowing. Facebook will track you if you're logged in. So any site that you go to on your computer while you're logged into Facebook... That's why the ads for the, you know, easy recliners and shit show up on your page if you're looking for a recliner, you know. So, Facebook,
okay.
Very intrusive. They won't leave us alone, man. They want to look in my sock drawer, and that's my business, okay? That's my business.
That's how they know Gumpy likes feet. I was wondering about that.
Fuck yeah, you probably got all kind of foot shit on your thing, dude.
I do. I got foot shit on my computer.
Absolutely. I always got whatever you're looking for, you end up getting ads for it. So.
Yeah.
All right, we'll end with this one. A tragedy. Oh. Another marijuana-related death. You know, they say nobody's ever died from marijuana. Well, once again, that's been disproven. A Connecticut man was unloading $12 million worth of marijuana. Yeah. Hey, he dropped dead of a heart attack, man. Fucking yeah.
Stay away
like
from that,
Huntsman.
Kid. Stay away.
It's a gateway drug, man. Gateway to hell. That's what it is. And on that note.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
I want a mumbo jumbo to my number. Hold my
This is on Gumby. I've not wanted to be talking about the presidential race anymore. We've talked that to death. So is everybody. We're all sick of it. Oh, my God, no. There's months and months to go here, though, folks. So we might as well squeeze all the comedy out of it that we can.
And you and I are Scottish. So, we're proud of our country there.
Okay, I want to preface this bit by saying, we have the equal time rule here on Possum Hour. Hillary Clinton is a piece of shit. Okay? And now on to the Donald jokes. So this,
God bless Scotland.
This fucking empty suit goes over to Scotland. Has no idea what the Scottish people are into. This Magoo goes over there. He's like, oh, yeah, you're all proud you voted for separation from the European Union. Well, Scotland went heavily in favor of staying in the European Union.
Like 62%.
Nothing of the kind. Yeah, they had nothing of the kind.
And he was over there. He was over there and he didn't even know it. He got it wrong.
Yeah, so he wasn't on a diplomatic mission, or I didn't even think it was a campaign thing. He was just over there to inspect some of his golf courses.
Uh-huh.
Now what was the impetus for them calling the names? What was the impetus for that? What did he do?
Well,
he posted
on Twitter. That everyone's going wild. That Scotland, he's over in Scotland, and he's saying everyone's going wild because they took their country back, just like America's going to do.
Okay, yeah, and the Scots were against it. So.
Yeah, he got it completely wrong. The Scots are actually in. Hey,
right.
On a side note here, did you know that Google said that? After the election, Great Britain was Googling what is 8U. They didn't know what 8U was before they were voting.
Wow. I mean, if you live in the United States and you don't know what EU is, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But if you live in Britain and you don't know what the EU is...
Well, why not Google it before you vote? They said after the voting.
You should have stayed in school longer, man. Okay. So anyway, these are some of the names our lovely Scottish brethren... Oh, wait, I got to get the Scottish music.
Oh, yeah. Nice some pipes on it.
We need some pipes.
I love Scotland. These people are fucking great.
All righty, laddie. Here we go. These are the names for the Donald made up by the Scots. Butt plug face! Two-peed fuck trumpet! Cockwomble.
Oh, love it.
Mangled apricot hell beast. Witless fucking cock splat. I like that one. That's cock splat. Nice. You can hear that one. Incompressible jizz trumpet.
Now, here comes my favorite. Here's my favorite.
Ignorant fuck muppet.
Oh, fuck, say it!
All right, and finally, tiny fingered Cheeto faced ferret wearing shit gibbon. Ladies and gentlemen, our home, our homeland, I give you.
Yes.
Yes. Scotland.
Yes.
God bless the Scots. And Hillary Clinton is still a piece of shit.
Now those names, okay. Those names that was on that post, that was on actual Twitters.
Pulled from
the
Twitter sphere.
They called them on Twitter. Anger fuck muppet. That's my favorite.
Witless fucking cock splat,
fuck
though. Cock splat. I'd never. That's a new one for me. Cock splat. Basically, you're calling him a worthless piece of jizz there. That's a nice one. And yes, Hillary is still old haggis, GT.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly. She's a big bag
haggis.
Of haggis. Haggis! I like it. That's cool. You know, like a hag, an old hag. And haggis, that's like a sheep's gut with shit stuffed in it.
Uh-huh.
They both make me gaggis. The haggis and the and the cock splat. All right, well...
This election is the result of years of us voting for the lesser evil. It's
yeah,
it's
now
what
we just got
it's what jamokes. It comes down to, yeah. Now you can't.
Right, I can't vote for this candidate over here who I believe in because he's a third-party candidate, and I'd just be throwing away my vote.
That's right.
Even, I'll tell you what, I don't mean to talk out of turn or give away family secrets, but my younger son, who has been Mr. Democrat, okay?
Uh-huh.
He is Mr. fucking Democrat. He's as loyal as fucking Democrat.
Yep.
He's like, fuck those assholes, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He's not going to vote for Hillary.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, fuck it. If it's a vote for Trump, so be it.
Uh-huh.
Let him get elected and blow the whole fucking thing up.
Well, it ain't going to happen. Gumby guarantees it ain't going to happen.
You know what? If I was to put money on it, I would have to go with you and say it's Hillary all the way. But there's still a part of me that thinks this country is insane enough to elect Donald Trump our president.
The media is magnifying the Trumpet followers.
The only thing I think that counts against him...
There are a lot of yahoos, but there's
he's
not
up
that
against,
many.
he's up against the most well-oiled political machine this world has ever seen. So,
and the people who own this country don't like Trump.
Right. They don't want him to win, so he's not going to win.
There's no way.
They could fix the vote. In fact, that book cover I did, that'll tell you all about how they fixed the vote, man.
Yep.
If you look on my Facebook last week, I put the link to it. Those guys are actually, Fitzrakis and Wasserman, they're actually part of the lawsuit against the Democrats. So, it's intrigue. Stay tuned. I know Bob's into that. But, I don't think, you know, the bad guys always win. That's the point. There's nothing you could do. Just have fun and every once in a while, polka. You know, every once in a while,
you just let
your hair down. Let your hair down. And you grab a partner. This one here is called Death by Polka.
Oh.
The Schmengi brothers have the night off, but that's okay. Don't worry, folks. We got you covered.
From Hollywood, the one, the only, Lawrence Welk and his champagne music.
Thank you so very much, my good friends, and hello, everybody. We're indeed grateful to you for inviting us into your home, and we do hope our program pleases you. Our very fine accordionist and all of the champagne music makers, join me now with a polka that's familiar to all of us. One, two, three. Good word from your friendly Dodge dealer.
Hi there, I'm Bert Frye. You know, I've been a Dodge owner for some time now, and nothing makes me happier than telling people about the new Dodge. I'm mighty proud of this car. You want to know why? Well, I like a big car. It's substantial and solid with a powerful V8 engine to match.
If I die, it's just my polka.
If that's how it goes, if I die, it's just
glad you liked that arrangement. Thank you, friends, for giving us the opportunities to play for you. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope we can have you with us next week at the same time. Good night, folks.
This has been Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music. Brought to you from Hollywood by Dodge and your friendly Dodge dealer.
I want to go yodeling myself.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, yodel and then the big Gandolfini, you know? Boosh.
Yeah.
That's me and my buddy. That's our new word for the big one. The big Gandolfini. Bammo! You're too fat, you drop dead. Bam.
That's right.
He's another one, man. He's like... You know, he's rooting me along in my weight loss pursuit. He's like, man, if I could only get to 300 pounds. Most of you probably can't relate to that, but that's where I started out at on this thing, man. I was just shy of 300 pounds, man.
Yeah,
a lot of weight.
He was in it early, too.
Anyway, Derek from the Derek and Kay Show has joined us.
Derek,
and, by the way, I will be down to fighting weight by the end of the summer. And he missed, that was a tremendous 3 minutes. It was only 2 minutes, but that was 2 minutes too fucking long, okay? That's what I'm talking about tonight, so... listen at your own risk, my friend.
But throw on a white sheet and play the archive.
It's a big bowl of wrong. All right, shall we do
a bowl of wrong back then too?
Well, it's a different time, man.
More so now, different. But it should have been something back then.
All right, shall we do a word from our sponsor?
Yes, they sponsor on us.
All right. let's do this one from Monday. I love this.
I'm sure you recognize this lovely melody as Stranger in Paradise. But did you know that the original theme is from the Polovetsian Dance No. 2 by Borodin? So many of the melodies of well-known popular songs were actually written by the great masters, like these familiar themes.
You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
And now, all of the best-loved melodies from the classics have been gathered by Vista Marketing into a big four-record collection. Yes, here are 120 of the greatest works of Strauss, Beethoven, Schubert, and many more, performed by Europe's finest musicians. It's a priceless introduction to the classics that will enrich every home. But there's a great deal more. You also get this special collection of piano masterpieces, 30 of the most beautiful melodies ever composed for the keyboard.
Yes, now you can get 150 of the world's greatest music masterpieces, all for only $12.98. This collection is also available on 8-track cartridges and cassettes for only $15.98.
Yes, here's a unique opportunity to own a complete library of the world's most beautiful music. Here's how to order yours.
Call 1-800-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-NOX-
charges plus handling by mailing check or money order for $12.98 for the record albums or $15.98 for the 8-track or cassettes to the Classics. Box
0397-06-05-28-04-07-9-06-05-8-07-03.
Radio City Station, New York, New York.
08-35-5-09-7-6-3.
I cracked myself up, man. Alrighty. Alrighty. Ignorant fuck Muppet. Witless fucking cock splat. Tiny finger Cheeto face ferret wearing shit gibbon. Shit gibbon. That's a I'd Scotchman like full of there. A lot of hate, man. Shit gibbon.
The 10 days God I was you, over Scotland. There was a fucking riot, man. Just talking with these Scotchmen. Hanging out in the bars, talking with these Scotchmen. It was a fucking riot.
I want to tell you what. They invented the best booze in the universe. Uh-huh. Single well, malt scotch.
I tell you, I still got the, a scotch a little bottle from my hotel room.
Oh, yeah? Little from souvenir 19, from the old
1996.
Days.
Yeah, I still have it.
Wow. It's kind of it's in the trophy case.
Top drawer.
Yeah. Just in case, you know, at the end of the world.
Years.
At the end of the world, fuck it. Just go
crack
for the scotch.
Open.
You know, crack
yep.
the scotch. The if meteor's coming.
Some lunatic say the world's going to end. I'm on it.
No. Make sure it really is the world. You don't want to break your streak at this point, man. That's like with cigarettes, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on a roll, baby. I'm going to be 5 years.
God
off of the
damn.
Fucking butts. I know. That's like so
you.
Many goddamn cigarettes I didn't smoke.
Yep.
Like 30 to 40 a day for 5 years.
But think of it now. You're all cleared up. The lungs are like you never smoked before, right? At 5 years?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, the risk of all kinds of disease and shit's... The risk of strokes going
disease.
Down, and that's a lot of strokes in my family, so, you know.
Oh, really?
Knock the wood. Because, you know, you have a stroke while you're yodeling, they might not realize it for a while. Oh! Happy birthday, everybody. Gin and tonic.
Happy birthday, everybody.
What do you
water
got?
Water for me. I got water.
Water for you. All righty. Taking it kind of easy. This is only my second. La 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 la, and it's full. I haven't been pounding them. I got all my work tomorrow. What's that?
The more you drink, the more weight you lose.
Well, on this thing, there's no carbs, man.
That's there you go.
This is 64 calories of bliss. It's guilt-free booze.
With every glass, you lose weight.
Yeah. I'm wasting away over here, gin and tonic.
Water.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming to this show.
Yeah.
Especially Apple Cheeks, Alice, Daddy G, Dr. K, Getting 4 USA, Guest 2732, Guest 3292, Maggie C, Porcupine Bob. Hold it. And Derek from the Derek and K Show, 7 o'clock Sunday evenings. Great show. Check it out, Blog
yeah.
Talk Radio.
Terrific show. Water.
Gin and tonic. I got to beam us out of here, Scotty. Beam us the hell out of here, baby.
Getting kind of itchy. beautiful music behind. Doll and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, the bastard sat, and after every number, they passed that. McQueen and McGuire just are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cat. McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cat. When Cat was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, saw my hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cat, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cat. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it has to be that way. Sebastian and Zon form a spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cat.
All righty. Bring okay. that to an early demise.
Good show.
An early demise. Well, it did turn out nice. That was a nice mix of... I think one of them guests was Mr. Science, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah. We'd go everything. Oh, the only thing I didn't play was we had a Mini Nifty.
Yeah.
And I figured, why play Mini Nifty if Mini Nifty ain't here?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's the way of getting a warning, I guess.
Yeah.
We know you're listening, Mini.
Oh, he's great. He's so enthusiastic, man. I mean, he really appreciates that we're playing his stuff, man.
Because
he's really into what he's doing, and you know, that's like it's a big deal to him, I think, man. Which is cool.
Cool.
It's way cool,
exactly.
Man. That's humbling.
Yeah.
To yours truly, that he would be that thrilled to have his shit played on the show. And Well, he's a damn walking encyclopedia of novelty songs for the last 30 years. So we know the oldies, he knows the newies. I mean, up and down. So
we got to replay that one that he was talking about that I said we played a couple years ago.
Of his?
No. So remember we were talking about the Durwood douche.
Oh, yeah. Well, send me the link to the secret page there.
Yeah, we played it a couple of years ago, but, yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, because I didn't have – you guys were talking – I just had nothing on that. I'm sitting there going, no, sir, I have nothing on that.
I'll send it now because I can post on that page.
Oh, right.
Which reminds me, you're going to have to Grenache something tonight. I'm thinking the Stray Cats because it's Friday night.
Yeah,
you know, it's
sounds picture. Like a plan. Sounds like a good one. That was pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
I think everybody just kind of stopped and listened to that one and tapped their foot.
Yeah.
Which is what
it's
you
Friday
want when
night,
you play a little
gotta,
music.
You got to have something good for the people out there.
Something wild.
Yeah.
Crazy. Let your hair down and have some fun.
All right,
yeah, I got actually, you know, I'm a contrary human being. Tomorrow's my work day, so I'm going to earn all my bread for the week tomorrow. Doubleheader. I'll be the chief, and So I think we should end this with a merciful Tommy.
I'm with you on that. I'm with
Tommy
you on that.
Pants kick. Alrighty. Well, Professor R.J. Gumby, thank you, sir.
That was a fun time. Fun time.
As always. Great Possum Lounge tonight.
Yes, it was.
I'd like to thank the mamas, but not the papas.
Fuck the
them. Fuck the papas. But the mamas, God bless them.
Yep.
And let's see.
I'm with you on
that's
that.
Everybody. Yeah.
Wendy and Walt Liquor Man.
And we missed
the
lovely Reverend Wendy and the lovely Malt Liquor Man.
Yes,
we missed them
yes,
both. Good Mazel Tov to Mr. Liquor.
Yep, yep.
He's the proud owner of a new six pack. So Malt Liquor.
Yep.
Congratulations. I figured the lovely Rev wouldn't show tonight because she has a big wedding this weekend. Let's get her beauty sleep.
Yeah.
It's just us chickens, and now it's almost over. The memories. We'll have to listen back to the archives and relive it all. The thrills, the highs, the lows, the laughter, and the tears.
Oh, yeah. And the dicky good,
and
after the tears and the dicky good,
and a big bowl of wrong right in the middle, a steaming pile of wrong. Everybody drive carefully. We'll be back Monday with an even better show. You think this was good?
Woo.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I'm excited.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Now I should just say goodnight, Gumby.
Good night, Gumby.
Hey.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Everybody.
Nashville Rebel, they say leave that boy alone. Don't you give him advice or he'll turn to ice, and you might as well talk to stone. But I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I don't have time for your parties or love's little guessing games. I've got songs to write in the still of night. I was born to write and sing. And I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. They call me the Nashville Rebel. Little girl, don't you waste your time. Or I've given my heart to this old guitar. You deserve a better love than mine. And I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I'm the Nashville Rebel. I'm a loner and I like it fine. I'd like to have a wife, live a normal life, but I just don't have the time. 'Cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I've got things to do and things to say in my own way.
Axo.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
This has been a Filmways presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!